And let's return now to our earlier story. That is, the COVID response minister has pushed pause on the Trans-Tasman bubble from 11:59 tonight. There will be no flights from New South Wales. This is on the back of a case of a Sydney man who's been identified with COVID. He's in his 50s and they can't work out exactly where it's come from, although it is genomically linked to a person, a returnee, who travelled back to Australia via the United States on the 27th of last month. Well, joining me now is Tony Blakely to talk, well, about what's going on over there. Tony, what's the worrying thing about this case? They seem to have a source, so what are they concerned about?
Well, it's a bit like what happened in Auckland some months ago now, whereby you've got something that's happened at the border, in this case in quarantine, you've got another case that's popped up and they're not linked together. They have to be linked somehow, and if you don't know where it's coming from, it means that there's infection out in the community somewhere that you don't know about. Hopefully that infection is one of those chains that just fizzled out and happened to pass it on to only one person and everything's okay, but you can't guarantee that. It is possible that there are chains of infection happening out in Sydney and New South Wales right now, and that explains why your minister has shut the border. Maybe, well, to say it's preemptive might be overstepping it, but that's why he has made that decision.
Yeah, what do you think of the call? Is it the right one to be that cautious?
That's really a decision for New Zealand to make. What I can reflect on is the way that it's played out over here, where the 8 states and territories have done this chaotic dance now for over a year. And some states and territories are more risk-averse. That's not to be critical. It's just a statement of fact. So WA is more risk-averse, and New Zealand is more risk-averse, which is fine. So based on that criteria, it probably does make sense to pause it for a little while until we see what happens. That said, if the border had stayed open, the chance of 1 out of 7 million people in New South Wales, I think, being infected and unwittingly getting on the plane is small, but it's there. It's small. But it's there, so closing the border is a sort of pretty sensible risk-averse decision.
Our minister said this returnee who came back to Australia via the United States arrived back around the 27th, and obviously the Sydney man tested positive, I think it was yesterday. So there's sort of seven to eight days of him wandering around. I mean, what are the implications of that?
Yeah, well, there's two. The one thing is he's wandering around, which, you know, everybody intuitively says, oh, my gosh, he's might have infected a lot of people, which is possible, not guaranteed possible. But the good news about that, on the other hand, is if for 7 days, and if it's jumped to another person with somebody skipped in the middle, it does. 7 days means that there should really only be one connecting person between the person at the border and the person who's been detected. If it had been, say, 10 or 15 days, you might be worried about two people being in that chain, which increases the number of possible infections. So on the one hand, it's not good to have a missing link, and there could be more out there. On the other hand, there's probably only one link missing so far.
So the restrictions that have been put in place around Greater Sydney are mask wearing if you're inside, no more than 20 people at home, yet the NRL games are going on over the weekend. The Premier says Mother's Day is normal. I mean, how effective do you think those restrictions would be?
Well, this is classic New South Wales approach to it. It'll be different if it was New Zealand or different if it was WA. New South Wales has a least risk-averse approach and a bit more, not really laissez-faire, but just a little bit more relaxed. So what they're doing is they're doing the things that are of no great imposition to people, and it's no great imposition to put on masks, and masks are highly effective. So that's a sensible thing to do. But this is classic New South Wales trying not to disrupt things too much until they get a bit more information.
Appreciate your time this evening. That's Professor Tony Blakely, who's an epidemiologist at Melbourne University.